The gift of uncertainty. This strategy is for when you're confronted with uncertainty in your business or your career and you're finding it difficult to accept. So I get ya. I am not somebody who naturally feels really comfortable in uncertainty. I've worked my butt off to make space for it and see its gift. So I am with you if you're like, oh, uncertainty, no thank you. But as you know, and as I know, uncertainty is a fact of life. And if you're somebody who's always prized control, like me, then uncertainty can feel like something that needs to be stamped out or gotten rid of. And I think that we try to get rid of uncertainty because it makes us feel really freaked out to not be in control. So I think we can tend to demonize uncertainty and try to avoid it or pretend that it isn't there. But it is there, and we will confront it when we take risks in our career or businesses. And so this strategy is about helping you see the good in uncertainty by thinking about it on a deeper level. So the first thing to remember is that uncertainty equals possibility. Really let that one sink in. I know that when I'm confronted with uncertainty, my knee-jerk reaction that I have to catch is, ah, something terrible is going to happen because I don't know what's going to happen. Therefore, something terrible is going to happen. And to be fair, our brain and our nervous system is wired to imagine the worst when confronted with uncertainty, because if we imagine the worst, we can prepare for the worst, which means if there's a rustle in the bushes and we think it's a saber-toothed tiger and we run to get our spear, we're more likely to survive. However, often it's just a rustle in the bushes from the wind or a little lizard. So while we are wired towards perceiving uncertainty as certain negativity, really, in reality, it's possibility. Just because you don't know how something will turn out doesn't mean it will turn out badly. In fact, let's think of three times when you thought it was definitely going to go wrong in your personal life or in your professional life. Three times when you thought 100% this terrible thing is going to happen, and then it didn't. Notice that maybe it's not that hard. I know for me, I can just think of a handful of things immediately, like bang, 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 far out, I got that wrong. Just once you see that, step back and notice your mind's tendency to imagine the worst. And again, to be fair to us, the mind does have a tendency towards imagining the worst because it can prepare more. It feels like that's a safer option. So the strategy here and what I want you to keep coming back to is that your mind is geared towards perhaps a negativity bias towards imagining the worst thing when you are confronted with uncertainty. But the fact is we don't know what will happen. Can you leave space for a tiny crack of light? In that dark room of uncertainty, when we don't know yet what's surrounding us, can you leave space for just a tiny crack of light, for just the possibility that everything might work out perhaps better than you can imagine? Because really, possibility is a far more realistic perspective than certain negativity. Far more realistic and based on facts to imagine that uncertainty equals possibility than certain negativity.